Hi, this is Tris, and welcome to a Podcasting 101 podcast. Sounds pretty referential, self-referential there, doesn't it? Well, the reason why I'm doing this is I was on the Indie Business radio show this morning with Donna Maria, and we were talking about my book, Create Your Own Blog, 6 Blogging Projects to Start Blogging Like a Pro, and of course, the subject comes up about podcasting. And I said, oh, you know, it's about time I do another Podcasting 101 or a new Podcasting 101 post, because I have a whole chapter in the book about it. So I said I would do it, and I've done it, and this is going to go as a supplement to the bottom of that post, a little podcast about podcasting. Podcasting is one of my favorite things, and it's because I have this thing about radio and audio files. I'm not crazy about video. You know, I get distracted with it. So let's talk about doing audio. The first thing you're going to need is a microphone. And if you have a laptop with a built-in webcam, you probably have a microphone built into that laptop, but that's not going to be the greatest thing. It's designed to catch a lot of sound all around you, so you're going to sound pretty distant. One of the best ways is just a basic USB or a regular analog plug headphone with a headset with a mic. And keep that mic about 2 fingers away from your face and from your mouth, and you'll do great. Now, all right, great. You've got the microphone. What do you do now? Software. That's Mac users, GarageBand, the one to use. Very easy. You create a new file, click the podcast one, and then you will click on male or female radio, which one, so it's your blue or whatever your highlight color is, and then you can start recording. And for PCs or Macs, if you don't feel like using GarageBand, use Audacity. It's a free open source program, and the link is in this post. And it's what, you know, even Microsoft recommends is Windows users start it off with, because it's free, and, you know, honestly, Sound Recorder is not for podcasting. It's just not. Okay, we've got the recording software going. Now you export it. And you export it as an MP3. In GarageBand, it's on the share menu, and you export podcast to disk. Now, for Audacity, it's off the file menu, but there's one more step. You have to download the LAME encoder in order to export as an MP3. And now that you have this file, what do you do with it? Well, if you don't have a place to store, if you don't have your own website, you can use Podbean, which has some free podcast storage, and it's pretty much the only one left. If you do have a website, just upload that MP3 file to your site and just link to it like any other file in a blog post. Now, if you have WordPress, you can use the fantastic Pod PowerPress plugin from Blueberry, and that will do fantastic stuff. And, you know, really, that's all it is. That's why I like podcasting. It's so simple. And, you know, it's been under 4 minutes, and I've told you pretty much all you need to go to get started. Of course, if you want to know more, please buy the book, and I explain everything in a lot more depth. So this has been Tris, the little Podcasting 101 podcast.